time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 95. Tonight, clear with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson is reminding taxpayers that the first installment of Wayne County real estate taxes is due next Thursday, October 10th. The total to be collected is $17,272,941.41. As of this morning, 25% had been received. Payment may be made in Masterson's office in the Wayne County Courthouse between 8 and 4:30 or in the drop box on the west side of the courthouse. People may also pay at the Fairfield First Financial Bank, Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Erie Banking Center, and People's National Bank. Anyone with questions should call Masterson's office at 842-5087. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you a high school senior thinking about the future? Then make plans to spin with Frontier Community College and you could win $500. Spin or Student Parent Information Night will be held on Wednesday, October 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. on our campus. Students can meet with instructors and advisors to learn more about programs, financial aid, and scholarship opportunities. All seniors who attend will be entered to win one of several $500 scholarships. Visit Frontier's website or check with your guidance counselor to RSVP today.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
In other news, no injuries were reported in a two-car accident yesterday afternoon in Sisney. According to police reports, at approximately 3:55, 48-year-old Mahomet resident Ken W. Revels was westbound on Highway 45 in a 2016 Kia. His vehicle was hit by 32-year-old Sisney resident William J. Lewis at the highway's intersection with Simpson Street. Police say Lewis was northbound on Simpson Street in a 2009 Dodge Ram, and he stopped at a stop sign, then continued north and hit Revels. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Lewis was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Three Fairfield residents were arrested by Fairfield police and booked in the Wayne County Jail last night. 36-year-old Michael S. Tony was booked on a Wayne County warrant for theft, and he was held pending the posting of $1,020 bond. 59-year-old Jesse S. Robinson was booked on a Wayne County warrant for obstructing justice, and he was held pending the posting of $520 bond. 38-year-old Sonny J. L. Wixom was arrested on a charge of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. She was lodged in the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Two Fairfield residents were cited by Fairfield police Saturday afternoon for allowing their dogs to run loose. At approximately 12:34, police responded to the 1400 block of Southwest 7th Street on a call from a resident claiming his daughter was being chased by dogs in his yard. 35-year-old Jamie L. Garrett was cited. At 5:50, police responded to the 400 block of Southeast 7th on a report of dogs attacking cats while running loose. Police reports say one cat was killed and one dog was seized and turned over to the Wayne County Humane Society. 41-year-old Tracy L. Cornwell was cited in that incident. State Representative Darren Bailey says he is encouraged by last week's announcement that Taiwan has made a $2.2 billion commitment to purchase Illinois corn and soybeans over the next few years. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Taiwan Feed Industry Association signed a letter of intent marking Taiwan's intention to buy roughly 197 million bushels of corn and nearly 20 million bushels of corn co-products from 2020 to 2021. The Taiwan Vegetable Oil Manufacturers Association and the Illinois Soybean Association also signed a letter of intent, marking Taiwan's intention to purchase between 96 and 97 million bushels of soybeans. During his trip to the annual meeting of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce in Chicago last week, Bailey was able to meet with the director of the Economic Division of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office, who actually made the agreement for the purchase. Bailey says he looks forward to continuing to promote Southern Illinois products and encouraging the expansion of ag economy. In addition, Bailey would like to encourage everyone to join their local Chamber of Commerce, even if they are not currently a business owner. He says the chambers are excellent networking organizations for nonprofit groups and educational institutions as well. A federal grant of over $2.2 million has been awarded to Frontier Community College to start a two-year medical laboratory technician program. FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren says it is a significant addition to the Fairfield campus.
Well, it's huge. It certainly beefs up our health science offerings by adding a full associate degree program in med lab technician. It also beefs up our modalities in that this is going to be offered both face-to-face and online. And then we're adding online opportunities for phlebotomy, health informatics, and CNA as well. So new programming and also varied programming as well.
Dr. Paul Brunsma, Dean of Instruction at Frontier, says there are jobs for graduates of the new program.
A med lab tech is the individual in the lab performing the tests that you get when you have your glucose read, when you have your cholesterol read. They're the ones performing the tests in the lab. There is a very high demand right now in the area for med lab techs at all hospitals we spoke to, and the employment opportunity is very positive for someone that graduates with this two-year degree.
The grant from the U.S. Department of Education will stretch from October 2019 through 2024. The MLT program will begin in the fall of 2021. Graduates could make annual salaries of $51,000. Several additions and improvements will also be made to the FCC campus, including the renovation of an existing science lab and a new MLT lab. Fairfield police are investigating several thefts that occurred recently. Early Friday morning, police were called to a home in the 300 block of Southeast 7th Street on a report of the theft of two bicycles. One was recovered the following day, but the other, described as a Blue Mongoose brand, is still missing. It is valued at $100. Friday afternoon, police were called to the 400 block of West Sibley on a report of two missing weed eaters. Police were told they were Echo brand, and one had a straight shaft and the other a curved shaft. They were reportedly taken within the past week from under a carport and are valued at $250 each. Saturday morning, police responded to the Gain Wireline property on a report of a missing coyote decoy. It was believed to have been taken over the weekend and is valued at roughly $150. In addition, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered the home of Tony Zonders recently, as well as a vehicle belonging to Caleb Reed. Reed reported to police that two speakers were stolen from his vehicle over the weekend, with a total value of $160. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has announced the addition of Russell Stokowski to Horizon Healthcare. He is a physician assistant who will begin practicing at Horizon this month, and he will see patients of all ages. Stokowski received his Master of Science in Physician Assistant Studies from SIU Carbondale in 2019, and he completed an internship with Horizon earlier this year. Stokowski said he had opportunities to meet people and begin building relationships during his internship, and he's eager to begin his career and enrich the community. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting complimented Stokowski, saying the hospital is grateful to have medical professionals who want to come to Fairfield to care for its people. She says Stokowski is a knowledgeable physician's assistant that she looks forward to having on staff. People may schedule an appointment with Stokowski today by calling Horizon Healthcare at 842-4617. The 8th Annual Fairfield Paintout officially kicks off today. Check-in for the 26 artists will begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Bob Boyles Hall at Frontier Community College. The hall will be the paintout headquarters throughout the week. At 3:30, artists will be free to begin painting anywhere in Wayne County, and the day will close at 6 with an orientation supper at the hall that is required for all artists. One planned event for later in the week is the Chalk Walk. It will take place on Friday at 4 o'clock on the East FCC parking lot. The Chalk Walk is open to the public for participation, and registration will begin at 3. People will be given one half of a parking space to work, and some chalk will be provided. Youth through 8th grade will be judged in one category, and the winner will receive a paint kit. An adult division will have a $50 Chamberbuck prize, along with a People's Choice Award, also for $50 in Chamberbucks. The paintout is sponsored by Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield, and it will run through Saturday. More information on the event may be found on the Fairfield Paintout Facebook page, and we'll also have the schedule of events each day here on WFIW WOKZ Radio. The unemployment rate was down in all Illinois counties in August. Kim Howard has more.
All 14 metro areas and all counties saw a decline in the jobless rate compared to August of 2018, says State Department of Employment Security spokesperson Sam Salustro.
This has been especially good news. We actually saw record unemployment rates in areas like Carbondale and the Metro East. Having good news like that is always great. And we've had a number of months now where we've seen very solid job growth, and it's great to see it continue statewide.
Jobs were added over the year in 12 metro areas, including the Chicago area, Springfield, Champaign-Urbana, the Quad Cities, and Metro East. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Oil capacity appears to have recovered quicker than anticipated after drone strikes on Saudi Arabia oil installations last month. Harry Cooney with Growmark says prices at the pump are reflecting that recovery.
Well, first thing I want to mention is that for diesel fuel, make sure to have the tanks on the upper end. This is no new recommendation for us, but we're just reminding folks, well, and propane also, make sure to have the tanks on the upper end. I think that's already a given, but make sure to have those filled up. Over on the pump prices actually starting to settle off to the downside some here, and as the crude oil's coming down. So pump prices fairly reasonable, and they tend to soften later in the fall into about Thanksgiving or Christmas. So we don't have a lot of vacations going on, so gas demand tends to be a lot weaker right now at this time of the year than what it would obviously in the summertime.
As of Friday, diesel prices in Illinois were averaging $2.99 a gallon. That is 10 cents lower than 1 year ago. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Oh, hey, honey. Just about got the Halloween decorations up. Hayride, corn maze, candy.
And roller coasters that launch you from 0 to 60 to upside down in 3.5 seconds?
Unless you decorate your front yard with amazing rides and roller coasters, you still need to get to Happy Halloween Weekends at Holiday World.
every weekend now through October 27th with pick-your-price tickets as low as $29.99. Only at HolidayWorld.com.
Wait, where did you put a corn maze?
Providing the best care to every generation is the goal at Wabash General Hospital's new Albion Clinic. The clinic is open and is accepting appointments for all ages, newborn to geriatrics. A team of providers will offer family medicine, internal medicine, orthopedics, sports medicine, and general surgery at 26 East Elm Street in Albion. The clinic is open Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 618-445-8170 to schedule your appointment today.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 92. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,641, down 275 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,948, down 50. November crude oil, it's at $53.46. That is down 61 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Doris Irene O'Donnell died Sunday evening at Fairfield Memorial Hospital's skilled care unit. She was a homemaker. Doris O'Donnell is survived by son Don O'Donnell of Diamond, Missouri, daughters Kathy Doty of Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Nancy Miller of Fairfield, five grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Per Doris O'Donnell's wishes, cremation was provided and no formal services are scheduled. Memorials can be made to the Ellen Moore United Methodist Church, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is assisting the family. 85-year-old Carmi resident Margaret A. Adams died on Saturday at Wabash Christian Village. She worked as a cook at Wabash Christian. Maggie Adams is survived by her daughter, Donna Duncan, brother Charles Gentry, four grandchildren, and several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Maggie Adams will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in Newman Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. to service time. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Enfield resident Diana L. Jaquez died on Sunday at her home. She was the sexton and gravedigger for Enfield Cemetery. Diana Jaquez is survived by her sons, Charles and Timothy. Funeral services for Diana Jaquez will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 90-year-old Jeff resident Mary M. Carter died at 12:45 p.m. on Sunday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She had been a bookkeeper for Davis & Sons Oil Company for many years. Mary Carter is survived by her husband, Lawrence Carter, of Jeff, son Larry Carter of Fairfield, daughter Becky Carter of Jeff, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and one niece. Funeral services for Mary Carter will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. with burial in Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Memorial donations can be made to the Jeff Christian Church, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old Salem, Missouri resident Richard Lee Gidcombe died on Wednesday in his home. Richard Gidcombe is survived by his wife, Lee, sister Diana Reese of Harrisburg, sons David of Salem and Roger of McLeansboro, daughter-in-law Carol Bow of Wheeler, six grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Richard Gidcombe will be held on Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Blooming Grove Baptist Church in McLeansboro. A memorial service will follow. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800. Or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, sunny skies and a high of 95. Clear skies tonight, a low of 68, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies on Thursday, a high of 82 and low of 50. It'll be sunny on Friday, a little cooler, a high of 75 and a low of 50, and then partly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday, we'll have a high of 75 and a low of 55.